Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
I'm going to tell you something now, and nobody knows about this, so everybody keep it a secret. Like, there's... So, when I was... what was I? I must have been about 25. Hey everyone, welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. Now, this episode's going to be slightly different because Jane's picked the topic and I have no idea what it is. Now, I'm sat here quite nervous because this could go one way or another. And yeah, but over to you, Jane. Let me know what this topic's going to be about and we'll see what comes.
Okay, so this one, you have to be nervous about this one, Phil. Don't worry about this one. I thought it'd be good to discuss dating and age gaps.
That's a good one.
Oh, thanks. Because I've actually dated men that are older than me, as far as up to like 18 years older than me. I've also dated guys that are younger. And I've definitely noticed a complete difference. So it'd be interesting to know your thoughts on if you have had a big age gap and how it worked for you. I do have friends and relationships with guys that are younger and they like that. And likewise, I've got friends that are dating guys that are older. But that comes with disadvantages. I guess both can come with disadvantages and advantages. So I thought that's a bit good one to discuss.
Yeah, massively. This is good because we haven't discussed this topic yet, but it's quite a big one because it's very much like when you're on a dating app, choosing that age range that you go for. And yeah, I have dated someone who was 10 years older than me when I was 20, they were 30.
Okay.
And yeah, it was actually, it was quite a controlling relationship. And yeah, it didn't end well.
did you want to date her? Like, for you as a 20-year-old, dating someone that was 30, was that exciting? Or did you feel like you could say to your friends, oh, I'm dating someone that's 10 years older? Was it more like a thrill that way?
Well, it kind of just happened. What it was is one of my work colleagues, he was dating her sister, and I went round to a party and we just got on and everything. And I didn't actually know how big of an age gap it was until afterwards. And then things moved very quickly. And yeah, my life, my 20s, I think it was like 2 years of just, I missed out on those 2 years of my 20s and doing what 20-year-olds should do, because I was dating someone who was 10 years older and they were very much like, this is how life has to be. And yeah, they didn't want children. They eventually wanted to get married and everything like that. But yeah, we were in different places, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think it really pushed me to be older and maturer than I actually was at that time, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
But now, being in my 30s, I've actually dated people that are probably 23, 24, probably when I was, a couple of years ago, so 32. And I realized that, that's too young for me.
I guess you realize you can out your... your kind of thoughts and your passions are probably a lot different as well.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah. Phil, what is your age gap just now on the apps? Like, what's your lowest and highest?
So, I said recently, I said that I won't date anyone younger than my younger sister. So that's 28, which is still like a 6-year age gap. And then going upwards, I would say probably 37 to 39, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. What was yours when you were on them?
So I actually didn't go any younger at all. Yep. And that was purely because I had dated younger guys. I just felt there was a lot of immaturity, or not even that, they weren't in the same place as me. I was kind of looking to meet someone long term to potentially have children, get married and things like that. Whereas the guys were just like, no, I'm not ready for that. I want to either travel or go partying, which is absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But we were completely different stages of our life. And then I dated guys that were older. And what I noticed was that they had their shit together. They were very mature. They didn't need to worry about anything. They kind of had gone through their career and they had, you know, they had a mortgage. I felt like there was no stress that way. But there's a certain type of guy you can date that doesn't want to grow up. So it looks like they've got their shit together. But then the more you date them, the more stuff starts to slip out. And you realize they just want to play around. You know, they just want to meet lots of different people. It's a tricky one. But my settings on the app were my age up to 10 years older.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes out of curiosity, if I ran out of men in my area, which often happens when you swipe, I kind of like increased just out of curiosity to see, I wonder what like an older person looks like.
How high did you go?
I went up to like 50s. And then, I have dated a guy in his 50s before. But another kind of complication with that was he had children who were in their late teens, and it just felt a bit weird.
Yeah.
And he was going through like a messy divorce as well. So I just kind of felt like I was kind of dragged into him bitching about his ex-wife all the time. And I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, let's not talk about your kind of
later. It's one of those that people, you know, I don't understand this logic where people bitch and moan about their exes to their potential new partner. Because either what's going to happen is if that gets into a relationship and the relationship ends, you are then going to be that person that man's going to be bitching about or moaning about. Or one, he doesn't have I don't know, he'll always be moaning, I'm guessing. And
I just feel like because there's two sides to every story, you never know, like, the guy I dated, like, he could have been the one in the wrong the whole time, and he's just playing it by saying, oh no, she's the one that's caused all this. I just think it's quite it's quite a turn off when they just bitch about the ex, and you're just like, let's just not talk about this, let's concentrate on us and doing fun things.
Yeah, there's actually three sides to every story. There's
three sides. One,
so if let's make up a scenario where something happens, me and you are there. Mm-hmm. So there's my side of the story, your side of the story, and what actually happened. And
it's,
you know, because everybody has their side, and their side is based on their experiences, what they're seeing at that time, or what they're feeling. They don't know what the other person's feeling, and it just builds together. And that third side is sometimes very hard to get down to unless somebody's actually there seeing exactly what goes on and they know everything previous to that.
I like that. So Phil, obviously, like, do you think a relationship can work if someone was a lot older than you or a lot younger?
It depends
it's a lot of factors, isn't there?
Yeah. Whereas if their values align with mine, if basically they want the same thing out of life. Now, a lot of the time, people are obviously growing and growing and growing, so everything changes. So somebody in their early 20s may say, oh yeah, I really want this, but then obviously as time goes on it changes.
Think of all the rock stars that are dating like young supermodels, and I'm like, come on girls, there's no way you find Mick Jagger attractive or whoever it is.
No, I think that's more for the lifestyle, isn't it? They want that lifestyle that's there. So yeah, it's one of those things as well. Like, the older you get, you find people that are your age attractive, whereas mm-hmm. people that are like, this is a question that I've always had, like, do you know, like grandparents and stuff like yeah. that, and people that become like single later on in life, mm-hmm. do they find people the same age as them attractive, or do they find people younger than them attractive? It's one of those questions yeah. that I won't be able to answer till I get there. But I find people around my age attractive. It's like, you get to younger, you get to early 20s and stuff like that, and it's just like, no, because of culture as well, they mm-hmm. won't know how a CD works or what a VHS was yeah. or anything like that.
VHS, what is that?
Dial-up internet. Where
Mom, I know.
Get off the phone.
These are the good times. But I have a friend. She's in her 40s. She's doing the online dating, mm-hmm. and she won't match with anyone her age or older because she says they look so much older than 40s. So she's saying like, a lot of the men, just, you can tell they've aged badly, they don't look after themselves. I mean, maybe she's just got a bad luck of men that week or whatever on the app. So she will only go for younger because she doesn't want any more kids. She's had her kids. She's just mm-hmm. looking for some fun. So she will only match people a lot younger than her. Because that's what she's looking for. She just wants something fun, nothing too serious, doesn't want any more children. But that was quite interesting. She just said people my age just they don't look good, or they've not aged well. That was interesting from her point of view.
See, I think with that as well, it's kind of like a generational thing. Like men in millennials, I think I'm a millennial. I get confused sometimes, but millennials and Gen Z and everything like that, men are taking care of themselves a lot better.
Yes.
Whereas you look at the Gen X, is it, and above, it's very much like, oh, no need to moisturize, no need to do this, no need to do that. So they do tend to look a lot older, unless you're in that small, tiny category that they actually do look after themselves, go to the gym. And
Phil, do you moisturize and go to the gym?
I might not go to the gym, but don't tell anybody. I'm proud of my dad bod. I do moisturize and I do have my routine. I may have lapsed a bit on it recently, but I need to get back into it. So yeah,
I feel this moisturizing is good, but I feel like there is quite a lot of pressure to always look good for other people. Mm-hmm. Because we're up, there's so much competition, basically. You're so disposable. So it's almost like you need to stand out from the rest. And I just feel it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. I also feel that we're in a, like, throwaway society where if someone spots one tiny thing and it's like, oh, and then it's like, no, I can find someone better. Bye, kind of thing. And it's like, hang on, whatever happened to, like, yeah, I think everyone's looking for their Prince Charming. Everyone's looking for their princess or something like that. And the problem is there really that person out there with everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And back to the age gap thing. I mean, so your thoughts on younger, you didn't go there because obviously you want the children and everything like that.
You know what I found interesting, Phil, that the men that I dated that were a lot older, mm-hmm. I noticed when they wanted to go out on dates, it was completely different. So they were quite happy to go out for dinner, have drinks. But when we come back to their home, it was never a case of sitting down watching TV, which I felt was quite a common theme with guys that were younger. They were quite mm-hmm. happy to just do the whole Netflix and chill thing, which is absolutely fine. But with older guys, they just wanted to talk. It was almost like the communication skills were so much better. They wanted to find out more about me. They just wanted to sit with some red wine, some nibbles. And I remember thinking, I've not once sat and watched a movie with them, which was very common with the guys mm-hmm. younger.
Yeah. I matched with someone 2019. We matched and literally she gave me her number on, she was I'm trying to think, she must have been about 25. Mm-hmm. So she gave me her number like straight away, straight off the bat. And I was like, this is a bit strange. So messaged her. And then she was like, oh, what are you up to tomorrow? And I was like, oh, nothing, nothing at all. And she says, oh, well, do you want some company? And I was very much like, what? Being at like a 6-year relationship and then coming back to dating, and I'm like, what's happened? And I said to her, I actually messaged her and went, I'd prefer to go on a date first, like, you know, no offense, but not coming straight around. And she was like, oh, okay, that's a bit weird. So we ended up going on the date, and she says, oh, like, this is the first date I've had in years. And I was like, why, what do you normally do? And she was like, I'll just go around to their house and like Netflix and chill. And I was like, is that a thing? How do you get to know somebody sat in front of a TV and then having sex, basically?
I know. I think it's I think it is down to a lot of the communication. It's just easier to put on a film because then you don't really need to talk.
No.
I think, I don't know, I just feel, you're right, I feel like older people, they pick up the phone, they don't have like sit and text back and forth, they'll pick up the phone and have a conversation. I mean, I'm not obviously saying this is what happens all the time, obviously it doesn't, but that's in my experience. The older people would phone up, speak to you, they wouldn't put on a movie, they just want to find out more about you. But the younger ones, for me, very much texting the whole time.
Yeah, and I think technology has definitely got a lot to answer for, because social media isn't social, because we're literally typing to a phone.
Yeah.
People don't have conversations anymore. It's just like text back, text forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still very old school. I would rather pick up the phone and talk to somebody and find out about them than little tiny conversations in a message. And it's like, you know, and I feel that, like I say, social media and technology has got a lot to answer for, because you are available 24/7. And do you know what? This one thing, it really gets me now, that back when we were younger, you wouldn't text somebody saying, can I ring you? Nowadays, people are like, oh, somebody just rang me. And it's like, well, what's wrong with that? And it's like, well, they didn't text to ask whether they could ring first. And it's like,
why
would someone text to ask to ring first? It's like,
wow.
Oh, but I might have been busy. I might have been this. Well, then don't answer the phone. Exactly. It's easy, you know, and just message saying I'm busy. But yeah, it's got to that stage where you've got to text message someone to say, are you free for a phone call? Is it okay if I phone you? Mm-hmm. Rather than just someone picking up the phone. And I think, like I say, the thing with our generation is we had our home phone, and that's the only way people could get in touch.
And we had to phone the person you fancy, and it'd be the parents that answer. You're like, hi, can I speak to John, please?
yeah, or knock on their door, like, is so-and-so in? Are they coming out? Well, none of that seems to happen anymore, because, you just drop them a DM or drop them a Snapchat or something like that.
It's
starting to show, I mean, like, generational, like, how easy it is for someone to, I don't know, meet somebody now, and then it just, there's no communication skill. And like you say, with the older generation, well, old people who are older and our generation, it does seem to be that more like, we want to get to know each other, we want to communicate, we want to talk about what you've been up to and stuff like that. And also
talk about the universe.
yeah. And it's about everything out there. It's meaningful. It's deep, you know. Yeah. And I think the problem is, and I've said this recently to someone, I said, I don't want someone that I see every single day. You know,
exactly.
I don't want that in my life. And someone was like, why? And I said, because I won't have anything new to share with them. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to go, you know, and you lose that excitement. And I think it's the same with messaging people constantly every single day, you know. I'm in a job where Sorry,
but I was just going to say there, like, what you're saying is spot on, because see, if you get a phone call from someone that you're in a relationship with and you kind of discuss what you need to discuss just in that one phone call and you don't text in between, there's something really special about that because you start to miss them. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I really want to hear from them. And but whereas if you're texting back and forth all day, it's kind of like, yeah, what do we talk about?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the problem. We're available 24/7 again. And yeah, I'm very much, I will text somebody. I will keep in conversation like that. But if I'm at work, it's like, okay, that's my work time. I put my phone down. I mean, I can use my phone at work because I work a lot from home, work on the road and stuff like that. But my phone kind of goes away and I'm kind of like, right, I'll concentrate on this. And I feel a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people, as soon as their phone pings, it's like, pick it up. Yep, mm-hmm. yep, got to reply, got to reply. Now, mm-hmm. I used to be like that, but I kind of then went, no, I'm available when I'm not busy. You know, and that's the thing. Like, if someone messages me, and I had this conversation recently as well, all these conversations flying back, and we will get back onto your point about the age gap. But the conversation was about if you're texting someone backwards and forwards, and then let's say you're about to go into work. Now, my outlook on it is you drop them a message just going, oh, I'm about to go into work. I'll message you later. Now, someone else that I spoke to says, no, I don't do that. I was like, isn't that a bit odd if you've been having backwards and forwards messages? I said, how I look at it is like a telephone conversation. You wouldn't just put the phone down. No. Or if you were in front of someone, you just wouldn't just walk away. So it takes 2 seconds just go, just about to go into work, message you later. And it's kind of closing off that conversation then, isn't it? Rather than leaving the other person like, what's happening? What are they up to? Are they just ignored? You know,
Phil, I'm totally on you with that. Like, I'm the exact same. I always need to let people know, like, if I can't get back to them straight away, I'll get back to them later so they know what's going on. Because, like you say, if you don't do that, the other person's questioning what's going on. And then your mind starts to wonder, have they been in an accident? You know, all these crazy thoughts in your head. So
yeah, it's overthinking 101, isn't it? Where it's like, oh, have I done something wrong? Have I said something wrong? Have I this, have I that? And then, and then they message back and it's like, oh, okay. Like later on, and it's just,
and you're wiping the sweat from your forehead. You're like, oh, they're fine.
I just feel that we just need to be better with communication, and we need to look at it as, where what would we want done to us? Like, would we be okay with someone doing that to us? And if the answer is I'll be fine, well, if the other person isn't, then maybe you look for someone on your wavelength that doesn't say, oh, I'm just popping into work, or doesn't that, because the thing is, you have the power to affect someone massively without even knowing it, you know. And you don't know what that type of, what that person's like at the start. And there's my little bit on that. Now we need to get back to age gaps. conversation was all about. Now, again, age gaps. If someone, it's finding the person that aligns with you, like with children and stuff like that.
Yes.
Because I've been in relationships where someone doesn't want a child, and I've always wanted a child. Now, I've got my son now, and I'm very much like, it's one of those where, maybe I would, or maybe I wouldn't. There's no definite for that anymore. So it's all dependent on my partner and who I meet, whether they would want children, you know. And I'm good either way because I've got my little boy. And the same goes for marriage. I get asked that question a lot, like, do you want to get married again? And I was like, well, I'm on the fence. If somebody wants to and it's the right person, then yes, happily. But if someone didn't want to get married or looked at it the same way as me, then same again, happy to do that.
Yeah, that's another thing that could be an issue with, for example, if I dated someone that's older and they've already been married, they might say, you know, I don't want to go through that again. I've done the marriage, whereas I could be saying to them, but that's really important to me. And again, that's an issue that could come up if you date somebody that has, who's older or whatever situation, has been married before, that could be a situation.
So it's all about finding those values And
it all goes back to communication at the start. What you yes. want, get it out at the start, what you want.
Yeah, because loads of people are really strange and weird about that. It's like they seem to be these serious questions that nobody should talk about. And if you do, people run away. It's like, well, no, I'm just setting the foundations there. Yeah. This is what I want in life. Do you want the same thing? Are we like a jigsaw that's going to go together? Yeah. Or are we just going to be two separate pieces that yeah. shouldn't be in the same box?
I mean, obviously no one should really mention this stuff in the first date.
No.
But yeah, when you get to a point where you know you are attracted to each other and you think it's going to go well, just have that discussion. You see, you know, before this gets any further, like, what is it you are looking for? What's your values? Just so we don't waste each other's time.
Mm-hmm. Like, from your book, it seems quite a lot of the older men are just out for fun, like you say. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're quite braggy about it as well, aren't they?
Oh, yes. So that we had the gent that I dated. He was 16 years older. And he was telling me about, he was recently single, so he had never been on online dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me all the different types of vaginas that he came across. And this was on a date, and I'm thinking, wow, what is going on here? It's like, it's just weird. I don't want to know.
It's I learned a lot,
because there's quite a lot. You learned a lot. So I was like, oh, interesting.
Did he get his phone out and start showing you photos? Like, this one.
But I think he was just like a kid in a sweet shop. He was his recent single, and he was just like getting all these girls' attention and sleeping around. So he was like obviously very excited, and so that was very, very strange conversation to have with him.
Yeah, especially with the dating apps. And I think that's another thing people have to be careful of, like people that are quite a bit older, they've been married or been in a relationship and just got out of it, and then all of a sudden, like you say, they've discovered dating apps, they've discovered a world where they can swipe right on thousands of women or men if it's a woman that's just got out of a relationship, and they can talk to many, they can sort out dates, they can sleep around, they can do this, they can do that. So yeah, I'm not really, because it seems like we go a lot older and that could be a potential issue. We go a lot younger and that seems to be a potential issue as well, where people just want to sleep around. It's like it's just figuring out what people want. Like, I've got nothing against anyone that wants casual. Like, just tell people at the start that's exactly what you want. Don't go pretending that, oh, I want a relationship, I want deep, meaningful relationship because this. And then you sleep with the person and then that's it. It's like, see you later. No, no more, you know. And like, I've got a bit of a theory on this because I've seen it quite a lot. Sorry. Specifically, I think men that want casual. Okay. So what seems to happen is men that just want casual, they don't put themselves in that casual slot, you know, like on Bumble, where you can say what you're looking for, because they don't want to sleep with someone who's potentially sleeping with other people.
Yeah.
So what they do is they say they want a relationship, and then they find somebody that's been out of a relationship for a long time, or somebody with children or something like that, because they see it as that person isn't going to be sleeping around with anybody else. And yeah, so they woo them, they do everything like that so they can have the casual and then see you later kind of thing. Seems to be very much like that. That seems to be one of the things that's happening at the moment, where people are saying that they want casual when they don't. And again, it's people have a massive effect on other people, and when this happens to somebody, it can go two ways. When they get used for casual, they can either be very resentful of it and basically turn into somebody that's I'm going to put my walls up, I'm not going to let anybody in, Or they could go the opposite way and go, do you know what? I've had it done to me. I'm going to do it to someone else. And either way, it's just a block because they're stopping any flow of like any other dates. Or they're creating this circle that's just going to end up with everyone doing what's been done to them. And yeah, it's not right.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously age gap relationships definitely can still work. My friend, she's going out with her fiance. He's a lot older than her. They've got a kind of issue at the moment where they're trying for a baby and it's not going to plan at the moment because his sperm count's a lot lower. But she said it's like the best relationship she's ever had. You know, she's so happy and so, you know, they definitely can work. And it'd be good to hear from listeners, if any listeners have relationships that are bigger age gaps, to see, you know, the kind of benefits or the not, or if there's kind of pros and cons of it. Be good to hear from a listener's point of view.
Yeah, and also listeners that have dated a lot younger or a lot older, to say what the best, you know, what the pros and cons for that was as well. And if people date around the same age or that. So we will put something up on our Instagram, a little question box, or you can give us a DM.
Phil and Jane's segment.
Lights, camera, action.
This segment is just Phil and Jane with something they've randomly come up with during the recording. And here we go. This is it. So enjoy. Celebrity couples with big age gaps.
Ooh, so I want I can guess you to one. Guess.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're going to guess. We're going to guess the age gap. Yeah.
Okay. So.
So. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, so she's in her early 30s. Oh, so I'd say, I mean, there's a big age gap for them. I'd say 6 years.
11 years.
What?
Ryan Reynolds is 11 years older than Blake Lively. Wow. Even though they don't look it.
They don't.
No. They look, right, let's go for... Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, he is a lot older than her, I think.
How big are you going?
God, is he? Okay, I'd say 9 years.
12?
Oh.
You're not doing very good at this.
I'm not too. I need to up my game here.
Right. Oh, Jason Statham and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Do you want to see the picture? I will show you the picture.
They're a good looking couple. Right, so I remember she was in her 20s, I believe, when she met him, and he was late 30s, I'm sure. So let's go
she
for...
She was in her 30s when she started. Aww. Yeah, in 2010.
She looks so good. She looks great. Okay, I'm going to go for 15 years.
20. What? 20 years on those two. Yeah, Jason Statham was 52 when he met her when she was 33.
No.
Yeah, so there's 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not sure. Wait. Tell me. Okay. Here's a big one. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right, well, he's ancient. So he's in his 70s now. I believe, and she's in her 40s, 45. So, yeah, that's like, 30 years.
I hope everyone's playing along where they're listening. I hope everyone's playing along with this. So you're going 30 years?
Yeah.
25.
Oh.
25 years. We will go one more. Mm-hmm. Oh, why is it a name that I can't pronounce? Dennis Quaid and... Laura Savo. I apologize if I pronounced that wrong, which I probably have.
Here's Dennis a picture. Quaid. Dennis Quaid is fit. He is fit. a really good looking older man. So again, he's probably similar ages to Michael Douglas, maybe a wee bit younger. So for that one, I'm going to go for 26 years.
39 years.
No.
39
way.
Years.
No.
Gap.
What?
Yeah.
I am shocked. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You missed out a classic one, Phil. So there was that Playboy model back in years and years ago, Nicole Anna Smith, I wonder what her surname was.
Yeah.
And she dated that guy that was like 80s or 90s or something like that. And she was, yeah, that, I think that's like the biggest age gap out there. But I always remember seeing pictures and she was so young and he was, you know, he was very old.
Very, very old. Now, yeah. I've got one more for you because you mentioned this on our first episode of who your biggest celebrity crush is. Hugh Jackman and Debra Lee Furness.
Okay, so she's older than him. And, oh God, he's so handsome.
Okay, I'm taking the photo away now, so you're just not swooning over it.
Right.
She is older than him.
Yeah, and I have Googled this because I remember thinking, what is this? I have Googled the age gap before. Let me think. He met her on a film set. She was bigger. She was a more well-known actor than he was at the time.
Yeah.
I want to say 17 years?
13. There's
okay,
13
years.
Okay,
13.
And then they got married in 1996 and adopted two children together.
Mm-hmm. He's so in love with his wife. That was one thing when I saw him in concert in Glasgow. His wife was sitting in the audience and he dedicated the whole concert to her. He kept referring to her throughout the songs. It was just so lovely, so romantic. And that's why I fancy him, because he's a romancer.
Because he's a romantic. Pierce Brosnan is like that though, isn't he, with his wife?
He's handsome too.
Jeez, you and all you.
Me and the older men.
You and your older men. Jeez. But yeah, that's a little segment we just created.
That is a great segment, Phil.
Back to the chat.
Where am I? Who are you people?
Now it's time just to go back to the chat. So we've finished that little segment and here we go. So sit back, relax and enjoy the chat. But yeah, they seem to be working, those celebrity age gaps. And I think, like I say, it's down to the person. It's not down to the age or anything like that, because you find people in their 40s, 50s still... There's some out there that still act like they're how society said they should act in like their 20s, their 30s, where they're going out all the time and stuff like that. But me, for example, I'm not somebody that likes to go out like every weekend, get drunk, everything like that. And from probably late 20s, I've never been like that. So I think finding that person that doesn't like those things and finding activities that you like doing together, that's what it's all about, I think, rather than age.
My only concern was when I was dating the older guys, and the back of my mind, I'm thinking, if this does get serious, it would be potentially awkward to introduce this person to my family. That was my concern. I'm thinking, oh yeah, this guy's in his 50s, you know, and I've got my dad's in his 60s, so it's not a big age gap. And I'm thinking that would be quite awkward. So yeah, that was my reservation. But as you say, like, it can absolutely work, and it's all down to your values and
I'm going to tell you something now, and nobody knows about this. So everybody keep it a secret. Like, there's so... When I was, what was I? I must have been about 25. And I was a little bit of a fuck boy back then. And I started talking to somebody. And it was quite funny because we both listened to Capital FM, which is a radio station. And it was a local radio station. And I won a few competitions, and it was Twitter. We started talking to each other, and then we were like, oh, should we meet up for a meet up? So we met up, got chatting, da da da. And then, she ended up coming back to mine. We slept together, everything like that. And then, the next day, I found out how old she was and that she had a son that was a year older than me. Her youngest son was a year older than me. Gosh. And that was a bit like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, Mum.
Because that would be a bit awkward if something actually developed with you two and she introduced you to her son and you're like,
I think she was only a little bit younger than my mum as well.
Wow. Okay. She was a MILF. Oops.
I think she had grandchildren.
Oh, she was a GILF. A GILF. That could be a next topic for another episode, GILFs.
But yeah, so there's times that age gaps are good, there's times that age gaps are bad.
The Opening Line Awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. Our presentation will begin shortly.
This segment is called the Opening Line Awards. We have searched high and low on the internet to find the most cringy chat up lines. So our next segment is the Opening Line Awards. I am going to give Phil three chat up lines and he has to tell me which one of the three he thinks is the worst. Okay, so the first one is, great legs, what time do they open? The second one, there's a big sale in my bedroom right now. Clothes are 100% off. Last one, history is not the only thing I'll go down in. So, out of those three, so you've got great legs.
You've got your pad as well.
Yeah.
You've got to write these down.
So, your choice are great legs, what time do they open? There's a big sale in my bedroom right now. Clothes are 100% off. And lastly, history is not the only thing I'll go down in.
They're all bad.
They're all bad.
Right. I am going to take... And then, as always, we'll put it to the vote on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then that will go against episode 4's winner. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Are we going to match again? Are we going to, because this is twice we've matched now. So, let's see.
I feel
see
like we won't in this one because I'm between two. Ready?
Yep.
Oh! So I was going to go for, so Phil went for history is not the only thing I'll go down in. I was actually going to say that, but I just thought great legs, what time do they open was just...
That's just like the classic awful one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So those two will be on our Instagram. And yeah, 24 hours to vote which one is the worst, and that will go the worst will move on to the next stage of the tournament. I can't believe those are awful.
Trust me to lower the tone.
Lowering the tone's fine. We're not highbrow or anything like that.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny. Here we go. Final thoughts. As always, we'd like to take something away. Like we tell you what we found useful in this episode, or what we found funny, or just what's new we didn't know before. So, Jane, what is your final thought for this episode?
That I didn't know that Dennis Quaid was 39 years older than his girlfriend. That was right, 39? Was it 39?
You're 39 years older. Yeah. That's just wrong on so many levels.
He's a lucky man.
Yeah, but like, it's not even that thing where you can go, oh, I was in secondary school when you like starting primary school or something like that. It was literally, he was probably like been in so many movies before she was even born.
I know.
For me, what would it be? I think for me, it's age is just a number, really. It's based on the person and if your values align and if what you want out of life aligns. So, yeah. There we go.
That's good. A nice serious one from you, Phil. Thanks.
It normally isn't. This is surprising. Normally it's really like jokey, but yeah, I thought I'd go serious this time.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.